And Ben Brust, of course, not only fighting a battle for his reputation and his integrity, but he started the show today airing a grievance against Jen Latta and Gabe Neitzel, hosts of Jen, Gabe, and Chewy on 94.5 ESPN in the mornings, or you can catch them on their podcast, wherever you listen to podcasts. Joshy, do we have a little bit of audio we can play as we welcome Jen Latta here onto the air so she has an idea of what she may have missed earlier today on Scalzo and Brust?
Then we travel down 94 to 94.5 ESPN in Milwaukee. The old morning show, Jen, Gabe, and Chewy from 7 to 9. Oh, no. The hot stuff, right? Gabe Neitzel, Jen Latta, and Mark Chmura, who's got hit way too many times in the head. He's so stupid, they didn't even make him a part of this thing that I had to do. Then I call Jen Latta, because I was supposed to call Jen at a certain time. Twice! In the window that I had to call her. And mind you, I had a crap ton of stuff to do today. I'm taking my time out of the day to do this thing. I call twice. No answer. I get a text message. Oh, sorry. I was in the bathroom. Jen Latta, welcome in to Scalzo and Brust. Were you actually on the potty?
No, I was not, but I felt like that was the most on-brand place for me to be, considering the content of Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. So I thought they'd be like, well, that makes sense.
Well, why didn't you just go in the backyard then? Because I heard about this backyard tiramisu that you have going on in your house.
That is the dog poop.
Oh, so when the snow melts with the mud and the dog poop, that's how it makes the backyard tiramisu. You and Dario aren't going out there as well with the kids.
Correct. We just use the indoor plumbing in the winter time.
Okay. So is that your go-to excuse? I had to go to the bathroom?
No, my go-to excuse is to blame the kids.
Ah.
And that's one of the great things about having kids is you can blame them for things that you either don't want to do or things you forget about or things you were otherwise engaged while you were supposed to be doing something else. It's going to be a great lesson for you one day when you have kids and you're able to be like, thanks for the invite to that party, but, you know,
Johnny's puking.
Jen, you heard Ben's tone at the beginning of this show. It's far different than it is right now. I don't know what's going on because you guys had him rattled today.
I'm mad at you.
You and Gabe Neitzel didn't answer a phone call from him, and then he literally came into show prep, and he was upset. And so he said, well, if you're upset, you got to break it out. Like, what do you have to say to the shots fired from Ben Brust?
Oh, yeah, big Ben Brust. He's real big talker when I'm not on the line. And then I get on the line, and he's real nice.
He just rolled
like most
over.
Most of the men I deal with, I think Ashton and Gabe and Chewy have those same conversations behind my back as well. They're like, fuck. We're going to tell Jen what we really think of her segments. We're going to tell her what we really think of her hosting the show. And then I walk into the production meeting about 3 or 4 minutes late every day. And then they're like, okay, so what do you want to do today? Again, I think this is pretty much a universal thing when it comes to dealing with me.
Oh, man. Ben Brust just got deeper in Jen Latta's pocket as he rolled over and let her pet his belly after being a big tough guy at the beginning of the show. Jen, do you even feel bad that you missed Ben's call and he had to move his day around to call you later in the day?
What do you think I was doing? We all moved our stuff around. I was on a Zoom call with Big ESPN. You know Big ESPN?
Whoa!
Jen, I've had enough. I am not going to just sit back here and be like, hey, Jen, it's great to have you. Crap on me, no pun intended, Miss the mothership ESPN over
Jen,
here.
Jen, are you going to be broadcasting the Sun Belt tournament on ESPN Plus this weekend?
You know, it's funny, they asked me to do that, and I was looking at my priority list, and it was like ninth, and I was like, oh, guys, I just can't make that happen this week. And they're like, it's okay, we'll call Ben Brown.
Jen, I
she's better at this than you are. She's a lot better at this than you are.
I'm really good when she's not on the line. I'm destroyed. I'm a part of the Jen. Excuse me. I'm part of the Gabe, Chewy, and Ashton
crew. You
can't
even talk.
Yeah, you said she put me in her pocket. I'm roasted.
Ben,
I'm done. There's
like
no
to,
coming
Ben,
back from
like
this.
Would you like to now apologize to Jen Latta for what you said earlier in the show?
Absolutely not.
You know what, Ben? That's fine. I don't ever apologize either. So we can be teammates in that space.
Let's be stubborn together and at least have that together.
What just happened? You are so gung-ho on this, Jen Ladd. I'm not going to waste any more of your time. You probably have a big call with big ESPN to get to. Thank you for making yourself available for our little operation here on ESPN Wisconsin, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right. Love you guys. See you soon. Bye.